Blog Talk Radio.
Weekend was good, and so just getting ready for another exciting week. We got Razorback basketball on the tube tonight, SEC Network. Arkansas taking on South Carolina Gamecocks. Arkansas going to try to rebound from a nail biter lost by 1 point to Billy Donovan and the Florida Gators. That was a game Arkansas should have won. So hopefully the Hogs can come back, make a good showing tonight against South Carolina, and get that ship back on the track. Phone lines are open, 323-642-1128. If there's something you want to talk about on the Greg Squirrel Show today, don't even have to be sports-related. That's how open-minded we are. Going to talk about the Super Bowl. That took place Sunday night. Going to talk about that. Going to talk about some MMA action. UFC was in Las Vegas Saturday night. Going to hit on that just a little bit. May even talk, depending on who calls in and if we have time, may even talk about some pro wrestling. Also want to talk about a motorcycle rally that trying to get going in Fort Smith, Arkansas. Going to pass on some information about that, how the public can get behind and support the Steel Horse Rally. Dennis Snow. I don't know Dennis personally. I like to think I do. That's how long I've known about Dennis Snow. Dennis used to be on Kisser 93, one of the more popular radio stations down in Fort Smith. Dennis was their longtime afternoon DJ. And so now Dennis is into promoting events and stuff. And so Dennis is working on a motorcycle rally called the Steel Horse Rally at Fort Smith. And so we're going to be talking about that a little bit later in the show. Let's give a big shout out to all my sponsors. Cherokee Entertainment Mobile DJ Services, weddings, proms, any type of parties. They also offer karaoke. Cherokee Entertainment, 888-361-8725 is the phone number to call if you want Cherokee Entertainment to come out and DJ your event. Also want to say thank you to Nathan Hendricks, an attorney at law, Muskogee, Oklahoma. If you need some legal representation, get a hold of Nate Hendricks, an attorney at law. Greg Squirrel Show is always looking for new sponsors. It does take money to keep the show on the air. Greg Squirrel Show is always looking for new sponsors. If you're a business owner or a manager and you want your business mentioned all across the planet, anybody that has a laptop computer, it can hear the Greg Squirrel Show. And if you want your company mentioned, all you got to do is email me at chent007@yahoo.com, and we can work out an advertising package for you. Who else do we want to mention? Let's mention Herbalife Nutrition Clubs here in Northwest Arkansas area. Moxie Nutrition, located inside World's Gym and Lowell, Arkansas. Fayetteville Nutrition, Joyce Boulevard, just off of Joyce Boulevard in Fort Smith. Live Right Nutrition in Rogers, Arkansas, down on the square, a Nutrition Spot, I believe is the name of the place. Springdale, Arkansas, out by the Springdale Airport, Springdale Civic Center, and many, many more locations. We're working on getting all the names. If you're wanting to lose weight, get healthy, give Herbalife a try. There's a lot of products out there, but I can personally vouch for Herbalife. I've lost about 25, 30 pounds, and my energy is crazy through the roof. And if you're wanting to lose weight, if you're an athlete, we also have a line, our athlete line. Get more out of your workouts, help your body recover faster. And check out Herbalife. For more information, once again, you can call me at 479-236-1007, and I will let you know more about Herbalife. All right. Adrenaline Fight League, they're starting to get ramped up for their next big show coming up March 7th. We also got Quad City Fighting Championship. If you're in the Davenport, Iowa area, Quad City Fighting Championship has a big event coming up February 21st. We'll be, and I'll look that information up, and we'll get that passed on to you. Just a great time. As long as you stay away from the crazies out there, it's a great time to be alive. That's all I can say about that. Phone lines are open, 323-642-1128. If you want to call in, if there's something you want to talk about, we'll be glad to help you. I got my usual listeners that just like to call in and listen to the show, and so we appreciate them. We got the chat room. It is up and running. blogtalkradio.com/TheGregSquirrelShow, and that'll get you to where you need to be. If you want to leave a comment on my Facebook page, Gregory Squirrel, you can look me up there, and we will recognize. I want to say big congratulations, David Grayson. I'm still trying to find the results. I have not been able to find the full card results from Extreme Body Inc. Aaron Cobb and the crew down there. Clint Davis, my buddy, he's out there somewhere. I know he's alive. So I just sent Clint Davis a message on Facebook. I keep my Facebook page open. And so hopefully we can hear from some of those people. If you have been interested in studying self-defense and everything, I got a couple of events I want to pass along to you. Let me find them here. I just had that information up. Well, we got two big events coming up. And it's a hostage survival seminar. And he's down in, this event is going to be taking place in Russellville, Arkansas. At River Valley Martial Arts, 510 Arkansas Street in Russellville. This is going to be Saturday, February 28th, noon till 4 p.m. It's a special seminar, $70 to participate in this hostage survival seminar. I mean, the world's getting crazy out there, and I highly recommend everybody learn some kind of self-defense, protect yourself. I mean, it seems like every day on the news, somebody's getting attacked in a parking lot or, in the park or whatever. And so I highly recommend, if you're in the Russellville, Arkansas area, River Valley Martial Arts is where who you can talk to get more information. Their phone number is 479-890-6988. Once again, 479-890-6988. That's a River Valley Martial Arts Hostage Survival seminar. I'm also going to call it a self-defense seminar. That's going to take place Saturday, February 28th. So make sure you call those folks and get some more information. All right. Also, there is a weapons seminar coming out there. Combat shooting and firearms training. For more information about this, 479-582-5425 is the number. 479-582-5425. I am handing you that information. I'm not passing it to you because I don't want it to get dropped or intercepted. I am handing you personally this information so you can find out more about it. All right. So, what's going on in your little mind today? All right. If you want to call in, we would love to hear from you. 323-642-1128. 323-642-1128. Looking out my window, it looks sunny and nice outside, but I know it's cold. I woke up yesterday morning, and it was like 17 degrees. It wasn't good, boys and girls. So anyway, we got that for you here today. Let's see here. Like I say, we're going to be talking about Super Bowl. What was your favorite commercial? That's our internet poll. One of our internet polls today. What was your favorite Super Bowl commercial? 323-642-1128. Call in and let us know what your favorite Super Bowl commercial was. There was really only two or three commercials. I know there was two commercials. Naturally, the Budweiser horses, you know, they make me cry. I admit it. But you got the Budweiser horses, that commercial with the lost puppy. Also the Snickers commercial with Danny Trujillo. How do you pronounce his name? Danny Trillo or Trio or whatever his name is. And Steve Buscemi, the Brady Bunch commercial. That commercial stuck out in my head. And those are really the only two. I mean, yeah, there was some sappy commercials. There were some commercials that, in my opinion, never should have been on the air. Mostly talking about the commercial with the litter boy, talking about all the things he wanted to do, but he can't do it because he was dead. And I don't think that should be used as a commercial. I'm sorry. A third commercial that just popped into my head. I really wasn't paying that much attention to it. I just know it had Bryan Cranston recreating his iconic role from, what was the name of the show? Mad Men? No, not Mad Men. Oh, what's the name of the show? I can't think of it. Anyway, y'all know the commercial I'm talking about. That's really, and like I say, I really wasn't paying that much attention, during that portion of the commercials. I think I was probably getting food or something, knowing me. So anyway, let's see. Oh, I did want to mention, if you are a fan of good music, and you're in the Northwest Arkansas area, Ian the Boys Ultimate Party Band playing at Club Shirley's. That's what I'm calling it right now. Shirley's. And Springdale, Arkansas. February 21st. Ian the Boy's Ultimate Party Band is going to be playing at that little venue right there. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to step away real fast, take a quick 2-minute break, and we will be right back on the other side of the break with the Greg Skrull Show, talking NFL football and other topics of interest. We'll be right back, right here on Blog Talk Radio and the Greg Skrull Show. Guys want to call in if there's something you want to talk about, we'll be glad to talk it over with you. All right, had a good Super Bowl Sunday night. What else could we say about it? There was good plays on both sides. New England, Seattle. And I got to apologize. Last Tuesday on the show, I talked about the Super Bowl being in San Francisco. Shows how much I pay attention to what's going on. Super Bowl was in Phoenix, Arizona. And I apologize for that. Next year's Super Bowl 50 will be at Levi Stadium. What's going to be in that gift bag that everybody receives? A pair of Levi's and the Levi cologne. What's going to be in that gift bag? That's what I want to know. 323-642-1128. A lot of controversy over the ending of that game. Less than 10 seconds left in the game, somewhere in that neighborhood. Russell Wilson throws an amazing pass, gets it down inside the 5-yard line, and then instead of giving it to Marshawn Lynch, who had been a beast the entire second half, they decide to throw the ball, and it gets intercepted. I mean, what was Pete Carroll thinking? I mean, yeah, I heard his interview, and he said they ran that play several times during the season, and it worked every time. Well, this wasn't just any game. This was the Super Bowl, and you would think they would have picked up on that, which, you know, a rookie, basically, this time last year, he was working at Popeye's Chicken in Louisiana somewhere. Or maybe it was, I don't know where it was at. But he was working out of Popeye's Chicken, and he intercepts the ball to keep Seattle from scoring and went basically went into the Super Bowl. But it was a good game. Do you think if they could have done it different? You know, you can speculate all you want to, but the fact is, Pete Carroll screwed up. I mean, you should have given the ball to Marshawn, to Lynch. I mean, you had the first down, so it's not like you had to get it all at once. You had four times to get a try if you had enough time. What's your opinion on that? 323-642-1128. We're jumping over on Facebook. So we're talking the Super Bowl. You can call in with your comments and opinions at 323-642-1128. I mean, it was crazy. I mean, it was a good ball game. Don't get me wrong. I will admit it was a good ball game. I'm still not a New England fan. I never will be a New England fan. Just, I don't know. I don't know why. I can't explain it. Maybe because I don't live in that part of the country. Maybe if I lived in that part of the country, maybe then I would be a New England fan. But, you know, I'm down here in the great state of Arkansas, across what I consider the crossroads of the United States, because we're right smack dab here in the middle somewhere. And so, I mean, I just don't know what it is. So there's a lot of people out there that thinks New England's the greatest thing since sliced bread. But I'm not one of them. Cowboys, Kansas City Chiefs, Chicago Bears. There you go. So, 323-642-1128. Call in with your opinion on the Super Bowl. And we'll get some comments and questions and everything. At least I hope we do. But, I mean, it's crazy. Katy Perry, decent halftime show. I'm not gonna say it was the best Super. I think Bruno Mars last year tore the roof off the place. But you know, she did have a guest appearance by Lenny Kravitz, and Missy Elliott. Oh, it was great to see Missy Elliott. I hadn't heard anything out of her in a long time. And it was great to see Missy back on there. On a scale of 1 to 10, I'm going to give this year's Super Bowl performance, I'm going to give it about a 7, maybe an 8. So, overall, you know, overall, like I say, the commercials, the commercials were, like I say, there was the three that really stuck out in my head Like I say, the Snickers commercial, and that, you know, that really all got started with, bless her soul, Betty White, playing football. That all stuff got started with her, and they just went gone nuts with it. Of course, you got the one with Johnny Manziel. We're going to talk about him a little bit here a little bit. You got the one, Johnny Manziel, doing the fitness instructor. You've had the one with Godzilla. How big is your product when you can get Godzilla to appear in one of your commercials? You got an ultimate product right there. But like I say, the Bryan Cranston commercial. I wish I could remember the name of that TV show that made that character popular. And then the Snickers commercial, and of course the Budweiser Dogs commercial. Honorable mentions. The only real honorable mention I can think of, I would have to say the Pierce Brosnan, well, two of them, the Doritos airplane commercial. And the Pierce Brosnan car commercial. And I see that's how bad the commercial is when I can't even remember the brand of the car it was. But, you know, trying to regain some glory from his James Bond days. And it just didn't work out. So, anyway. All right. Let's go ahead and throw a break right here. It is coming up on a 9:30, actually about 9:27. We're going to step out, take a quick break, and we'll be back in a little over 2 minutes, and we'll talk more soon. Right here on the Greg Squirrel Show, right here on 3 minutes. All right. We are back right here on the Greg Skrull Show. Little Ready or Not by Rick. All right. Like I said, we're talking Super Bowl. Best commercials, favorite commercials, and, of course, trying to figure out what the heck Pete Carroll was thinking at the end of the game. Running the ball or passing the ball when he should have been running the ball. So we're still just trying to I can't put my tongue or put into words what Pete Carroll was thinking at the end of the Super Bowl. So it's done, it's over. Now we get to wait about 4 or 5 months for preseason stuff to start, and then we'll start it all over again. Get ready for Super Bowl 50 next year, Super Bowl Levi's Stadium. San Francisco's new stadium. And I want that gift bag. I mean, some Levi jeans, maybe a Levi jean jacket, you know, some Levi cologne, whatever the heck Levi puts their names on, you know, they'll probably be in their gift bag next year. All right. So there you go. Let's talk MMA. A lot of people have been asking my opinion on the Silva fight. UFC, of course, was in Las Vegas. And be honest, I did not see the fight. So if I could get a copy of the fight where I could go back and watch it, maybe I could form a better opinion. But right now I really don't have an opinion on the fight. Do I think chat room is asking, do I think Silva is done with his career? Boy, that's tough to say. I mean Silva's been around a long time. He's probably the name most recognizable with MMA. And so it probably just depends on the fight, you know. Depends on what's offered to him. At this point, I say it could go 50-50. I think if he doesn't fight again, at this point, if it was to go down today, I think he could fight one more time. Everybody would be happy. He could walk away right now, and everybody would be happy. So there we go. That's my opinion. I appreciate Gunther in the chat room asking those questions. What's your opinion? 323-642-1128. And we're going to put that talking Silva MMA fight. Is his career over or will he fight again? Call in at 323-642-1128. I did watch the pre-fight show on Fox. I believe that's the channel it was on. And I did catch the Miesha Tate fight. And that actually turned out to be a good fight. Miesha Tate, she got a little rocked at the first round. She almost had that fight won towards the end of the second round. I think if she had a little bit more time and she could have got her body twisted in the right condition, she would have got the tap out submission at the end of round two. as it went to the third round, Misha, I mean, she was still on it. I gotta laugh. Does Bruce Buffer not enjoy the fight? I mean, or maybe he's just remaining neutral. I don't know, but I was sitting there watching the Tate fight, and they showed you could see Bruce Buffer sitting there in the background. He just kind of sitting there like, oh, yeah, okay, whatever. He just kind of had this look on his face like, I hate to say it, but he had this look on his face like he really didn't want to be there. So I don't know what's up with there. I mean, I enjoy when I'm announcing the fight, you know, I sit there, I enjoy it. You know, I try to remain as neutral as possible. There are some fights I announce that I have a favorite on, but for the most part, I do try to remain neutral. But Bruce Buffer, he's just sitting there, no expression. No, nothing. He just kind of sitting there. He almost looked like he was stoned. maybe he's sharing cocaine with the Bones Jones. I don't know. But yeah, Bruce Buffer, he just sitting there like, eh, la-di-da-di-da-di. Whatever. Yeah, okay. I mean, come on, Bruce. Show a little bit of emotion. I mean, it doesn't hurt. To, you know, if somebody gets a good shot in, it doesn't hurt to make a face or something, you know. But no, old Bruce Buffer, he just sits there like, anyway, I'm gonna stop picking on Bruce Buffer. All right, woo, got a lot of good stuff talking about this morning. Once again, I want to say thanks to Gunther. He's sitting in the chat room. He's feeding me questions. My phone is blowing up this morning. Like I say, I mean, it'll be anxious to see where the UFC goes from now. Kind of anxious to see. Why? Because Rowdy Ronda Rousey, she has her big fight coming up. And be anxious to see if Misha gets another shot. I think Misha is learning. And I don't know. I think Ronda Rousey, unless she learns a new trick, I think the female fighters are starting to train a little bit better for Ronda Rousey. So, like I say, it's going to be interesting to see what happens. I'd like to get Gunther's opinion on this, because Gunther, he's still hanging out over here in the chat room. So, what's going to happen with Bones Jones? That's what I want to know. Personally, I think Bones Jones should be stripped of the belt. I don't know if they're still considering any more punishment for that, but, or maybe Dana just don't care. I don't know. I'm starting to worry about Dana White. I don't know. I think Dana's starting to get a little bit too much of the big head, because he knows, instead of remaining humble like he should, he's just out there just like doing whatever. And until another promotion pops up, is it going to be Bellator? Is it going to be World Series? I don't know. But, I mean, I definitely do think UFC I I do think UFC missed the boat with Ben Askren. I don't know what Dana White and them has against Ben. I mean, I've been pretty impressed with the few fights that I've seen Ben Askren in. But for some reason, UFC isn't going after him. And so I think it's their loss. That's my personal opinion. And, you know, like my dad, mama always says, opinions are like buttholes. Everybody has one. So there you go. That's my opinion. But I do think, you know, until another promotion steps up, I think we're going to have to put up with some more of Dana White arrogance. Maybe somebody needs to throw Dana in the cage and smack some sense into him. I don't know. So it'll be interesting to see what happens. All right. Let's see. Gunther, my good friend Gunther, he's in the chat room. He's posting some comments. Yeah, he says, Gunther, if you don't mind me quoting you, and I agree. Gunther made the comment that Dana is definitely getting too arrogant, and I agree with that. Something major, an event, and he's going to get to the point to where his arrogance is going to start hurting UFC. I mean, I've been already hearing some rumbles going around. A lot of fighters are not happy with this Reebok uniform deal. And I agree. I mean, it'd be different if they were amateurs. In my opinion, here's my opinion on the UFC Reebok uniform deal. These guys are professionals. These guys have their sponsors, and I don't think they should be told what brands to wear, you know, because a lot of these guys have been with Nike since they started their career, you know, and so I just don't Nike. There's some guys that's worn Adidas all their career. And I just don't think it's good to dictate, you know, kind of like the NFL. You know, all the players have their shoe deals. You know, yeah, I just don't think it's good. I mean, that's my opinion. I don't think it's good. I've never been the type of guy. I don't like being told what to wear, what not to wear. As long as I am conforming with the sport, you know, if I want to wear Viper shorts, then, you know, I should be allowed to. So, anyway, that's my opinion on that. All right. We're going to take our last break. We got about 15 minutes left on the show. I want to thank Gunther over there in the chat room. I want to thank everybody listening. We're going to recognize that. We got birthdays coming up. So we're going to step away, and we will be back in 2 minutes, 2 seconds. That's Chuck Woolery on the Love Connection, used to say. We'll be right back. Hey. All right. We are back right here on the Greg Squirrel Show, right here on Blog Talk Radio. Once again, the phone lines are open, 323-642-1128. We got about 12 minutes left on the show today. I put the question on Facebook, on my Facebook page, Gregory Squirrel, and I just put the question out there, is Dana White getting too arrogant and causing more damage to UFC than good? So there you go. 323-642-1128. If you want to call in, answer the question, we would love to hear from you. If you want to go on my Facebook page, Gregory Squirrel, on Facebook, you can leave your comments on there. All right. Let's run down some headlines real quick. Johnny Manziel has gone into rehab. He won't indicate what he's in rehab for. Maybe he ate too many Snickers bars. I don't know. But they have not disclosed And hopefully, man, whatever's going on with Johnny Manziel, maybe he's getting his brain replaced, thinking he's all that. Maybe his ego took a smash his first season. So, anyway, we'll just have to see what happens. The TV ratings are in. And after all the scandals, Deflategate, all that stuff, Super Bowl delivered its highest ratings ever. Super Bowl enjoyed a 49.7% rating. So there you go. So congratulations to the Super Bowl. The Pelicans. And more headlines. Pelicans. We'll go in the losing streak. Let's run down to NBA scoreboard for Monday. Oklahoma City 104, Orlando 97, Dallas 100, Minnesota 94, Memphis 102, Phoenix 101, Cleveland 97, Philadelphia 84, Charlotte 92, Washington 88, Brooklyn 102. Hold on a minute. All right. Brooklyn 102, Clippers 100, Milwaukee 82, Toronto 75, New Orleans 115, Atlanta 100. Like I say, with that victory, the Pelicans break a 19 game losing streak. Clint Armstrong. He went in on my Facebook page, and he feels that Silva is done. He just made over $1 million and fought fairly safe. Family wants him to quit, and I think he just had to prove the injury could not stop him. Because he came back from a pretty gnarly injury, if best way to describe it. So, like I say, it's going to be one of those situations. If he does fight again, I think people will be happy. If he doesn't fight again, I think he'll definitely. Is there a fight Hall of Fame for fighters and stuff? He'll be in there if there is. Okay. One of my all time favorite football players has been busted. Warren Sapp has been arrested on assault and solicitation of prostitution. Early in the morning hours before, basically Warren Sapp has been arrested on assault and solicitation of a prostitution charges. Apparently, Warren had a couple of female friends in his room in Phoenix, and things maybe got a little rough. Sapp was fired from his job as an analyst for the NFL Network. So there you go. So anyway, there you go. Warren Sapp. Oh, thank you. So anyway, Warren Sapp busted for getting a little rough with the ladies. Why do guys do that? Why do guys think they can slap around somebody, you know? Some chicks are into that. I understand that, but don't be hitting the ladies. Whether they deserve it or not, that's not the question. Just don't go hitting the ladies. Be real. All right. That's enough I'm going to say about that. All right. Hey, I'm hearing some music over here. Hold on. What's this? Birthday time. Birthday list for today. Bob Jolly, happy birthday. Rebecca McDonald, happy birthday. Casey Reed, happy birthday. Mary Kornman, happy birthday. I need to learn how to type better. Perry Smith, happy birthday. And one of my ring announcing brethren, Mike Kendall, happy birthday. All right, let's run down our list today. Amy, Don, Elizabeth, Mike, Tanya, Joshua, Shannon, Kimber, April, Mandy, Kendra, Kimberly, Toby, Julie, Jamie, and Aaron, Kimmel, and Gunther. Thank you for all for being part of the Greg Squirrel Show today. All right, I think that pretty much has it covered. Don't forget, Thursday on the show, 9 o'clock, right back here on Blog Talk Radio. We're going to talk about Arkansas's ball games tonight. And hopefully I can track down Clint Davis. So we'll try to track down Clint Davis. We're going to talk more about Quad City Fighting Championship, their big event coming up February 21st, Davenport, Iowa. Also going to be talking about Adrenaline Fight League. They have their big show coming up March 7th or 8th, I believe, is the date. I hope I get the date right. I'm supposed to be there. Anyway, we'll get that going. And we'll just have a good time Thursday on the show. But right now, we've pretty much talked about everything I had on my list today. I want to thank Gunther in the chat room. And we are going to take it to the house. So until Thursday, 9 a.m., call your buddies, tell your friends about the Greg Squirrel Show right here on Blog Talk Radio. Until Thursday, 9 a.m., we will see you then. Bye.
Violin, living it up in the city. Got Chuck's on with Saint Laurent. Gotta kiss myself, I'm so pretty. I'm too hot. Call the police and the fireman. I'm too hot. Make a dragon wanna retire, man. I'm too hot. Say my name, you know who I am. I'm too hot. And my band bought that money. Break it down. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Girls hit you, hallelujah. 'Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you. 'Cause Uptown.